because Kesha stayed on board, we don't have a period of September where there's a new patron coming on board. We're not losing out in 6 or 8 months where they're finding the feet of a new patron taking over the school. So we go in September and we know it's cash. They've always worked a fantastic job at the school and we're going to keep working with them to drive the school forward. Also the community. You know, what we want to do is next year when we have our open date, we want the community to come and look at the school and see, is the school the type of school that they now want to send their children to? Because without the backing of the community coming in and looking at the school and looking what we've done and looking what the school can offer, you know, without getting these numbers up, you know, this, as you said it in the letter, Kesha deferred it. If we're at this situation in 5 years' time where there's 20 and 30 students in the school, Kesha won't keep it open. We need to all work collectively together to build as a great school. The Department of Education sees the need for this school in the area. We have numbers that we know is coming on stream of pupils coming out of schools, and I even potentially see next September 12 months that we potentially could have 20 and 30, even 30 students, 35 students coming into us. And that, it's the numbers. We need to get the numbers, but we also need to offer all of the facilities in Ballysadare that they can get in another school in Sligo Town in a holistic approach of smaller numbers. And that's our aim as a parents association and a working group in the school.